Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. The last section of Chovos HaLevavos is Shar HaAhava, the Gate of Loving Hashem. But why did Ibn Pakuda, the author of Chovos HaLevavos, leave this important topic for last? Could it have something to do with what comes before it? I'll give you a hint. It has to do with what competes with love of God for our attention. But what could compete with love of God? To find out, you'll have to listen to Rav Avram Chaim Feuer's shiur on the introduction to Shar HaAhava from his series on Chovos HaLevavos.
We begin the 10th Shar in the Chovos HaLevavos, Shar Avas Hashem. The Shar, the entranceway to learn how to love the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And as an introduction to this, the Chovos HaLevavos says, I precisely placed this subject at the end of the Sefer, and I precisely placed it after Shara Pishus, because it is impossible to love the Rabbeinu Shel Olam until a person has been poreish, separates himself from the love of this world and all the ambitions and desires. It's absolutely impossible to have a heart filled with love for Hashem, if we still love this world, that God's biggest rival, the Rabbi Shalom's biggest competitor, the Rabbi Shalom's competitor is love for Olam Hazeh. So as long as we still want to pamper ourselves in this world, we cannot possibly say we love doing the will of Hashem. So now that we've gotten the world out of the way, we've gotten rid of the distraction of Olam Hazeh. Now we can talk about Avas Hashem. So, and to the extent that we still love Olam Hazeh, we know for sure that we have no shaifas to Avas Hashem. So let us never fool ourselves. We shouldn't fool ourselves to think that we love Hashem as long as we still have plenty, plenty, plenty of desires for Olam Hazeh. We can be sure that what we think is love for Hashem is not love for Hashem. It's nothing. It's not love for Hashem. It's a nice thought. We'd love to love Hashem, just like everyone would love to love their wives. It doesn't mean they really love their wives. They'd love to be in love. People would love to be in love, but they're not necessarily in love. They like the idea of love. It makes sense. We'd love to love Torah. We don't love Torah because we love a lot of other things, and we'd rather read the Times today than learn Torah. So we love Torah. We'd rather watch a television show, rather watch a video. So the idea of loving Torah is very exciting, and we'd love to be there, but we're not. So to love for Hashem, to the extent we love this world, we know for sure that we don't have love for Hashem in our heart over there. Well, that's what we'll discuss, maybe. We'll see. He has a long shahr here. He'll tell us everything he knows about the subject. But that's his general introduction. And the truth of the matter is, he says that the love of Hashem is the thrust of Kol Torah Kula. That everything I've told you about in this whole sefer called Chovos HaLevavos, Duties of the Heart, was to get you to love the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore, we say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, Israel, hear Israel, Hashem is our God. Hashem is the one only. And right after that, we have Yahavtes Hashem Elokecha, which means that the whole purpose of knowing about Hashem is to love Hashem. So if we really believe in Hashem, that should lead us to love for Hashem. If it doesn't lead us to love for Hashem, then our faith is wanting. So we'll say, well, I don't love Hashem, but I believe in God. I believe in God. I don't love God. I love other things too. And, you know, God's one of the things. I like God. I certainly like Him. Not always. I mean, sometimes I don't like Him so much. And sometimes I like criticism. But I like God generally, like I like other people. It's on and off. But I believe in God. No. After Shema Yisrael, if you really believe in God, that Hashem is one, if it's real belief that there's only one God, and God is running everything in the world, and that I am just a fragment of God. So if you really believe in God, You have to love God. Right away after Shema Yisrael, it says, V'ahavta as Hashem l'kecha, v'chol levavcha, you should love Hashem, your God, with all your heart. True faith brings to real love.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.